This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The accommodations the Obama administration seems to be preparing for religious nonprofits in the HHS employer mandate case may be insufficient. Father Frank Pavone says the complicated accommodations may be equally problematic for people of conscience because the proposals are simply a reiteration asking religious groups for a different participation in the same morally problematic actions. The Little Sisters of the Poor, Wheaton College, and Priests for Life are three of the religious organizations with cases pending before the Supreme Court. War usually involves some form of violence. If there is a war on women, we should now know where to look for the violence. A new expose video catches an abortion counselor in Oregon promoting her own war on women. A third investigative video from Live Action again shows a Planned Parenthood counselor offering teens advice on seemingly every sort of disordered sexual behavior. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. In other news headlines, Australian euthanasia activist Philip Nitschke may be losing his medical license this week. The activist is connected to a euthanasia case involving a depressed murder suspect. And Texas health standards have reduced the number of abortion clinics there from 44 to now just 8. The full weight of that law goes into effect September 1st. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.